My name is Kiran Sood Patel. I'm 31 years old. Today's date is November 24th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Raksha Sood, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Naperville, Illinois.
You said my grandfather? Right? That's what I heard.
No, I said grandmother, Nani.
Okay, then. Okay, I don't know. I must.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
All right. My childhood was very good. I am the sibling of six brothers and one sister. And we grew up in Pakistan, Peshawar, where my father was a big businessman. They were army contractor. And we had the branches in 6-7 places in Pakistan and India. And we were doing fine. I went to school there. And then India and Pakistan got divided. And then we had to leave our place, Peshawar, and come to India. So it was such a rush that we could not bring all our belonging, anything. We came with one suitcase, each person, and we flew. And unluckily, we could not get the tickets for all my brothers. And two of my brothers were left behind to come next day with our company's manager in the train. They couldn't get the tickets in the aeroplane. So we came to Pakistan, and that is Jalandhar. Okay? That is Jalandhar, and luckily we had the house there.
You mean you came to India in Jalandhar?
India. And luckily we had a house there. And so we lived there for a while. And then the next day, my two brothers who were left behind, they came. So in our house, we had the 9 people plus couple of servants. We always had a servants to cook and to clean the house and everything. And then that house was not big enough. So my father said that we will have the construction, make a second floor, few more rooms. So we hired the people to construct that, and he was checking them what they're doing. He climbed the first floor and see what those people are doing. And unluckily, he fell down from the second floor. And he fell down and he passed away. He, in the hospital, he lived a couple of days, but he could not survive. So he passed away. All right, then my mother and my uncle, my mother's brother, lived there in Jalandhar. So they helped us, and we came to Jabalpur. That is another very city in India. And because we had a business over there also. So we came there and lived there for a while, and we had business in Bangalore in South India. And my one brother was older than me. He went there and he took care of the business over there. So after some time, couple of months or something, my mother took all my 5 brothers and me to Bangalore, South India. And we lived with my brother and got a very big bungalow. And then there I went to the college, and my brothers went to school, and like that we were living there for many years. Then my brother got married. His wife was there, and they took care of us. And then 58. I got married in 58. And my husband, he was in Canada, and he went to India. His parents wanted him to get married. So they met my parents, and they liked each other's family. And the man, my husband, who was a chemical engineer, had a good job. They decided this will be good for my husband, for me. And we got married. And since I didn't have the visa or passport or anything like that yet, my husband couldn't stay longer. He had to come back to Canada. And and I was left behind. By that time, I got pregnant. And we stayed in Jalandhar while my husband came back to Canada. And my family started getting my passport made and trying to get the visa or something. I could not get the visa to Canada. And so what my husband did was, he started applying job in America. So he got the job in America. He came to America, and I was still in India, and there my daughter was born in Jalandhar. And then it took some time. I was there with my baby and with my parents for this 1 year. And when I got the visa, by that time my husband was in America. And we came to, he came here, and then I got the visa. I got the visa for America. And I came with my little girl to America in 58, I think. 58, I came to America. And what else now?
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
All I can think of is that when I had to come to America and leave my family behind, because I had never been separated or anything. So that was, it took me a long time to get used to the America. And there were not too many Indians, and I wanted to see some more Indian faces or people, so I know where I am. And when many times it happened that we are outside doing shopping or something, and I'll see some people walking, doing their own thing, and from the back I could see, oh, this is an Indian, and I will go and talk to them, and then I find out that they were not Indian, they're American, but they look like Indians or something. So that few years were a little hard, but then slowly and slowly I got used to America and their way of life and all that.
Okay. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
What can I tell you? No, my husband, he was very helpful. Nobody else for a while. For that, we slowly start meeting the students who went there to study, Indian students, and I knew them, and they were very helpful. They know the Indian ways, American ways, to like that. So that was a little thing.
Okay. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Your?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, Kiran. Kiran is my granddaughter and the first granddaughter. I had four children. I have four children. And Kiran is, and her, my Kiran's mother is my first daughter, mm-hmm. which I brought from India. And she was born, and I was very happy and enjoyed raising her or something. And now, I don't know what else to do.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
Of course, everybody missed the parents. I missed my parents, but next to them, I missed my older brother, who was older than me. The rest of my five brothers were younger than me. He was very helpful, and we know English people very much. We were dealing with my parents were dealing with the English people. So, and he helped me to go to college and all that thing. He was very, helpful to me, my older brother.
What's his name?
Manohar Lal.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oh my God. Okay. My happiest memory was when my second child was born, and it was a boy, because my husband wanted a boy. And that was very good, my name.
Can you tell me of some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Come on, you have a lot of questions. Lesson. Yes, the one thing I see that living in America, I knew that there were no servants or no nothing, and you have to do everything by your home, by yourself. So, and I was raising my two children, my daughter and my son, who were pretty young, I mean, and then cooking and all that. That was a little hard for me. But then we slowly I got used to it, and look, seeing the American people, how they are doing there. So,
How would you like to be remembered?
This question my children should ask. I don't know. I have no special talent or anything. I went to college and knew a few things, but still I didn't have any special talent or anything. So,
what are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children?
Are you giving? Yes, my grandchildren, especially Kiran. She is very smart. She manages herself, and she talks to me. And I wish her best of the luck and just long life.